Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Originally submitted in 1905, Mark Twain wrote his famous war prayer and sent it to Harper's Bazaar. The women's magazine rejected it for being too radical, and it wasn't published until after Mark Twain's death, when World War I made it even more timely. It appeared in Harper's Monthly in the month of November, 1916. The plot to the war prayer is simple. Our nation, as is so often the case, was gripped by one of its perennial war fevers. At Sunday services, the usual invocation to God and country are made, hoping for quick victories and painless deaths. Then a stranger appears, his long body clothed in a robe that reached to his feet, his head bare, his white hair descending in frothy cataracts. The stranger invokes a prayer that more closely hews to the reality of war. Quote, O Lord our God, help us to tear their soldiers to bloody shreds with our shells. Help us to cover their smiling fields with the pale forms of their patriot dead. Help us to drown the thunder of the guns with the shrieks of their wounded, writhing in pain. Help us to lay waste their humble homes with a hurricane of fire. Help us to wring the hearts of their unoffending widows with unavailing grief. For our sakes who adore thee, Lord, blast their hopes, blight their lives, protract their bitter pilgrimage, make heavy their steps, water their way with their tears, stain the white snow with the blood of their wounded feet. We ask it in the spirit of love, of Him who is the source of love, and who is the ever-faithful refuge and friend of all that are sore beset and seek His aid with humble and contrite hearts. Amen. After a pause, the stranger said, Ye have prayed it. If ye still desire it, speak. The messenger of the Most High waits. It was believed afterward that the man was a lunatic, because there was no sense in what he said. Unquote. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.